That was the best update ever. All right, 5 o'clock. Jeremy Otto's a true champion. Championship DNA. Great job by Jeremy Otto. All right, 5 o'clock. We've got callers who are ready to rock on this Red Wings thing. Let me be brief for the people who've just hopped in the car. What the hell are we hoping for tonight? Because I don't know. We haven't had a call yet today of someone going, man, I'm jazzed up to use this pick. Wojo wrote a column, and it was as if Rico was the ghostwriter. Like, trade this pick. We don't want to use this pick tonight.
Yeah.
I think what's egged on people is Noah Dobson getting traded right before the show. And again, I'm not saying the offseason is a bust or it can't be great. Because you didn't get Dobson.
No.
It's that we're trying to figure out why you weren't involved. Because the Islanders pivoted. They were losing leverage by the hour. And the Islanders decided, we're going for future assets instead of NHL-ready players. That definitely makes it easier to acquire Dobson.
Right.
You had the 13th pick. And they took pick 16 and 17 and a Jonathan Berggren-type prospect. Noah Dobson's a top 20 defenseman. And he's a right-handed defenseman, which are those are unicorns in the NHL. He's 25. Now, we had one caller do the cutesy injury plague season anecdote where he didn't have a good year last year. The Islanders didn't have a good year. Go 2 years ago, 73 points. This kid, he can skate, physical, absolutely like a cornerstone piece. Now Montreal has two top 20 defensemen. They can split them up, run their top two pairing, and do what they... They're already better than you. Now they're really better than you. And a lot of fans are bothered by that. Now, look, if you think, hey, we have Ekblad in the bag, we're getting Ekblad, fine. But it's about what do you need tonight in order to not be disappointed? What is your reaction if they just dutifully go up there at 13 and take some kid from the Swiss Alps or the fjords of Sweden? And you're sitting there going, oh, my God. He took another player I'm not going to see till 2030. Yeah,
I think you'd be very underwhelmed. I think, to quote Wojo, now he, Steve Yzerman, needs to show more of his untapped forte, shrewd, aggressive maneuvering.
Okay.
You need to see something.
And this was the other thing, guys. We could be on the air Monday and the whole thing could flip. I mean, it could be Ekblad, it could be a Robertson trade, and you go, okay, awesome. But the week where moves were supposed to happen was this week in the lead up to the draft. That's by anyone who's respected who covers hockey. Have the Wings bought anybody out? No. Have they traded anybody? No. Have they attached a pick to a dead body to create more cap space for free agent Apalooza? No. No and no. So you're kind of looking at the draft going, all right, would tonight be the night something happens? The question for you is, what needs to happen for you to feel like, all right, this offseason's off and running? It's people have been passionate about it. So we'll throw the number out, 248-539-9797. Rico, Kenny, fill in the blanks here. What did I miss?
I don't think you missed much of anything, and I just get the awful feeling, and I know I depressed you at the beginning of the show. And
it was tough.
I'm sorry about that. Tough. That's on me. But at the beginning of the show, I had the same feeling of, you know, it just – I'm at a zero confidence level that anything other than the draft pick will be made at 13. There's no part of me that believes anything other than that is possible. I think that is the outcome, and I think they'll end up signing three or four depth pieces that fill out the rest of the lineup, and you're going to be looking a lot like what you looked like last year, probably with a similar outcome. And I know that's negative,
wow.
And I'm sorry, but it's just the feeling that I've had since this offseason has started.
But like next Tuesday when free agency kicks off, do you have any hope? Do you have any hope we're going to get, like, Ekblad plus big trade for top six forward? Or like, I mean, even right now, think about the biggest Wings news. Oh, it's going to go down to the wire for Patrick Kane? 36 years old, allergic to any penalty kill time. Not a two-way forward at this stage of his career. Patrick Kane is the drama.
See, I don't want to speak for you, Kenny. It just feels like you set the bar low so you can't be disappointed.
That may as well be underneath the Detroit sign. Mm-hmm. That's what we do here.
I mean, because if you start saying, oh, they're going to go out and they're going to get this person, they're going to make this deal, and it doesn't happen, you're disappointed. So, Kenny, it feels like you set it low enough that anything that happens, pleasant surprise.
You know what it was? It was last year I had hope. You use the word hope, Mike. Last year I had hope. I thought, we're going to get a couple names. This has to be the offseason. Steve gets it right. I can't worry about anything other than that line of thinking. And he burned me again. So now I set the bar at, all right, just prove that you're not going to do that again. I will believe nothing will happen until something happens. That's where I am.
Okay. 248-539-9797. We go to Tony and Macomb, 97.1. Tone, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, afternoon, fellas.
Afternoon.
You know, I have a different perspective on this whole deal. I honestly think, and this is just my opinion, that I think Steve Yzerman, in the beginning of his career, had a lot of influence from Scotty Bowman. I think he helped him out early on. I think he picked his ear because Scotty was living in Florida at the time. And you may be too young for this, Mike, but I remember all kinds of articles how Yzerman would go to dinner with Scotty and Scotty was at the games and all this stuff. And I think that influence is gone. And I haven't seen a lot from Steve to show that he's a great GM, to be honest with you. Yes, he got the Kucherov pick, but Dumars got a championship, and look at Dumars now.
Well, part of this is, and look, he did a good job overall in Tampa. We know that. But he did inherit Victor Hedman. He did inherit Steve Stamkos. Those are two really nice building blocks to inherit two Hall of Famers. But, Tony, here's where you're right. The day-in, day-out operations of running any team in any sport, you can't be good at one thing. You got to be good at all things and great at something. Mm-hmm. They have been arguably bottom three in the NHL in pro scouting. Their NHL-level trades and signings. That falls at his feet, either because he makes the wrong decisions or he's allowing people to be employed like Chris Draper who make bad decisions and he still listens to them. Their pro scouting has been wretched.
Yeah, I think he's lost that influence. You know, Scotty's in his 80s, so he's probably like, lose my number. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Or Steve's probably like, I'm far enough along. I don't need all this influence. But I just think, you know, any GM at the beginning or any boss in any business you think of always falls to the older guys and be like, you know, what should I be doing here? What should I do on this? And I think he's lost that, and it just shows that he's not that great of a GM.
Tony, listen, anyone who wants to say he's still great, you're hanging on to the past. I think he has to re-earn that title. Could he? If a week from today, Tony, they've got Robertson and Ekblad plus. Okay, hey, you know what? This is the offseason we wanted. Let's go do this. But the reality is, look, for people who are mad at what Tony just said, they're entering their centennial season, year 7 of the Iser plan. If they don't make the playoffs this year, he should be fired.
Right.
So are you still going to be saying he's a great GM if they miss the playoffs for a 7th straight year?
No.
People.
I was about to say, even making the playoffs, I don't think you could say great GM. Like, you're going to have to get in the playoffs and
do
actually
something.
Like, is the bar that low? You made the playoffs. You're great again?
No. I leave it to the people. I feel like if Yzerman actually ever pulled off a free agent signing or a trade, you'd have these goofballs calling up, having like receipts.
Oh, yeah. That would turn all the way into C.
Yeah, C what? WCCC. Like, it's ridiculous. You're paid to do this. Now, tonight, no, I'm with Kenny. I hate to say it, Rico. I guess I'm going to check my phone and, all right, we drafted a Swedish guy. I'm resigned to it. Hope I'm wrong. But I also thought at the start of the week, the easiest thing to do would be get rid of Hall and Tarasenko via buyout or just attaching a pick. I mean, by the end of the season, Hull was sitting next to Jim Costa at games, and that ain't on the bench.
No, I think everybody was at midnight when you can actually do the buyouts. You were waiting to see, okay, who's first, not when is it going to happen.
We'll get your phone calls coming up next, 97.1.